I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely on to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
There's a man named Red Green. And he made a bunch of YouTube videos on about how to use duct tape to fix just about anything. I mean, you can make shoes out of duct tape if you need to in a pinch. Flip-flops, coats, jackets, pants. I mean, I've seen it all. You know, windows in a car. You know, you see all kinds of things. You know, you fix ladders. You duct tape up a ladder, you know, and you crawl up it 20 feet in the air. It holds, you know. You know, but he had all kinds of useful things on how to fix stuff with duct tape, and he always had some kind of quote to say. One of his quotes is, "If it ain't broke, don't lend it out." That was a good one, right? It says, another one was, "Spare the duct tape, spoil the job." I like that one, too. You know, there's another, you know... He had another thing. It was called the man's prayer that he always would say. And it would say, "I'm a man, but I can change if I have to, I guess." You know, but I like that. I can change if I have to. You know, I mean, I think sometimes we live a life like that. I can change if I have to. You know, I keep thinking about this Father's Day, and my thoughts kept going back to this man's prayer. There's a lot of advice that, you know, each of us fathers ought to seriously consider. There's a lot of good advice. And, you know, for some of us, it may mean that we need to change a few things in our life, but some, it may just be an affirmation that we are already doing good things in our life, because there's some good fathers out there. And there's some okay fathers out there, and there's not so good fathers. And that's just real, right? That's just real. But you know what? I will say this. We all need work. Every one of us. I need work. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I need work. I do. I've got to be a better father tomorrow or today than I was yesterday. And I have to work on those things, just like my life with Christ. I have to work on those things every day, and I have to always have that mentality that I want to be better tomorrow than I was today. And I want to be better today than I was yesterday. The first thing I want to talk about this morning is faithful. And as a father, we have to be faithful. We not only to God, number one. In Deuteronomy 6:5, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. You know, the scripture is very clear that the first priority here of a father should be evident in their faithfulness to God. We should be faithful to God in every aspect of our life, not just part of it, not just on Sunday, but every day of your life. We have to be faithful. And that shows how we treat our wives. It shows how we treat our kids. It shows how we treat our co-workers at work and our friends and everybody else around us in our life. Our relationship with Christ, our relationship with God shows through that. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. In a marriage union, you're responsible to be faithful to your wife as Christ is to the church. And that goes beyond adultery. A lot of people think of unfaithfulness as just being considered adultery, but it's not. It's not only just that. It means being faithful in every aspect of your life, of your marriage. That takes work sometimes, right? It takes work. I'm telling you, I got to work hard. I preach to myself about this a lot because I'm a man, I'm a father, and I'm a husband. And I'm a believer in Christ. I've got a lot of work to do. Every day, I have to work at it. As a father, we must be an anchor. We have to be an anchor. 1 Peter 5:10 says, God Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. You know, an anchor, a chain, or heavy object that is thrown overboard to hold the ship in place. We as fathers, we have to be that anchor to hold the ship in place. And when that anchor's not there, guess what? It floats away and drifts and goes wherever it wants. I believe it ought to be the role of the father to be the anchor in the family, and we should not be looking to our wives to fulfill that role. That's why God put us in the position that He did. That's why He created us the way that He did. I can't change what God did. God created man and He created woman. And that's just what He did. I can't change that. Nobody can change that. They can change their way of thinking, but they can't change their DNA because God put it there. 200, 300, 400 years from now, they can dig up our bones, and guess what they're going to find? If they test that bone, they're going to find out it was either a female or it was a male, and that's it. I'll get back on track now. Families are under severe attack and are bombarded by all things nowadays, and it's a tough time for our kids. There's all kinds of stuff. We have divorce and teenage pregnancy and suicide and drug addiction and peer pressure. And that's something that duct tape just won't fix. Every family needs the father to be an anchor. And every family needs the father to step up to the plate. And every family needs the father to be the glue that holds the family together. And every family needs the father to be the spiritual leader in the home. And it's time to give our wives a break sometimes, because I know that sometimes the other spouse has to take that role. And I don't mean to pick on fathers, but it's Father's Day, okay? Sometimes the wives have all that responsibility, and sometimes the fathers have all that responsibility too. Sometimes that's just the way it is. I'm just being real this morning. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying this is life that we live in. And it's not easy all the time. The Bible encourages us to bring up our children according to God's ways and purposes. And we've got to do that to the best of our ability, no matter whether you're a single father or you're a single mother. You have to do that. That's your role. Third, we have to be transparent. 1 Timothy 2:14 says, "In everything set them an example. By doing what is good in your teaching, show them integrity." It's one thing to give our children instruction. It's another to set them an example. We have to be that example every day. Amen. You want your kids to live right, then you have to be the best example for them to live the right life. You want them to go to church and respect God, then you need to do that. That's all there is to it. You need to be that example for them. The example you set is one seen at home, because that's where you are all the time, usually. It's not just what example you set at church. A lot of people come to church and they act different than they do when they act at home. It's true. They say things at home that they wouldn't say at church. But I'm telling you, God's saying we need to be that example. We need to be who we are every day of the week, not only in church, but we need to be that at home, in the mornings, in the evenings, every moment that you're with your family, your kids, or in just alone in front of God, you need to be that. We need to be transparent. A transparent family man allows his children to see him during good and bad times. And let me tell you, we all have those days. We have good days, and sometimes we have bad days. There's times, I'm going to be honest with you, I've yelled at my kids when they didn't deserve to be yelled at, just because I was having a bad day. I'm slow to anger. I really am. But sometimes, we all have that point, right? It just seems like you can just see it. You can feel it, the heat come from your feet up to it gets right here, and then pretty soon that mouth opens up. Stuff comes flying out. I'm not one to say bad words, praise the Lord. God took that. I don't have that thought, but I can yell. I have a loud voice at times. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. My kids will tell you I'm not too mean. I'm not real mean. Madison says, "Yeah." I have my days, right? We all have our days. I'm just being honest with you this morning. Guess what? Preachers are real people too. I'm a real man. That sounded funny, didn't it? So I'm a human being with human characteristics and human tendencies and human flaws. And guess what? I have to work every day to be that better person, to be that better father, to be that better husband, just like everybody else. I'm just saying, let your children see you make those tough decisions, because it'll prove to them, it'll show them who you really are and who they really need to be. That's how they learn. So real men, God's men, they're transparent men. Number four, father must be hardworking. I guess it's important. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Man, that's a pretty tough statement, isn't it? Hard workers get noticed even by God above. We got to work hard at what we do, and I know many of you do. My memories of my father, I don't even say he's right here this morning. My memories of my father, he was a hard worker. He worked tirelessly to provide for the family. And people around us notice that. My father, his example for us, no matter what he was going through in his life, even though, you know, and I'll say this, my dad had back trouble. I mean, he had severe back trouble, but no matter what, he did something. He did the best that he could in every aspect of it. And I can remember as a little kid going with him to work on the construction site. And we worked in the hay fields. And I can remember working with the cattle, building fence, and cutting firewood. We did all that. We worked all the time and growing vegetables. Man, and that was just an addition because we had too much time on our hands. Wasn't no video games. We'd go pick tomatoes in the morning. That was fun. It was like Candy Crush. You know, picking tomatoes or whatever the game is, you know. That was our fun. Now the fun was when we got to go fishing. Or we got to go swimming in the pond. Cows on one side and us on the other side. No, we stayed out of those ponds. You know, hard workers get notice. Hard worker means providing for his family, ensuring that there's food on the table and clothes on their backs. And we never had a lot, but we always had what we needed. That was important. Ensuring that the food on the table is so important. But providing not only our physical needs, but also providing our emotional and spiritual needs as well. That is so important. You know, it's not just a man's responsibility to provide the physical needs, but men also should be responsible for the emotional needs and listening and finding out the needs of their family. And men are also responsible, most importantly, of the spiritual welfare of their family. We have to be that role because God put us in that place. We are the spiritual leaders of the family. It's so important. We have to set that Christian example. For fathers, being a hard worker should not be an option. Rather, it should be an obligation. Like I said, it's not easy. Number five, we also have to be elastic. You know what that means? We have to stretch sometimes. John 16:33 says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Amen. There are times when you are, as a father, going to be stretched. And sometimes it's going to hurt a little more than normal. It's like going to a chiropractor. You know, you guys have been to a chiropractor? You can get twisted into a lot of different ways, can't you? You think, this guy's going to kill me. I mean, sometimes it's like that. I read a story about a guy who leaned slightly to the left. And his friend suggested that he go see a chiropractor and have his legs checked. And after years of refusing, the pain got so bad he finally went to the chiropractor, only to discover that one leg was 3/4 of an inch shorter than the other one. And a quick bit of adjusting here and twisting there, he was cured and both legs were exactly the same again. And he no longer leaned to the left when he walked. He was speaking to his friend, and his friend said, "You didn't believe me when I told you that my chiropractor could fix your leg." And the man just looked at his friend and said, "I stand corrected now." Hey, I had to throw a dad joke in there, okay? Oh. You know, parents, including fathers, need to be flexible in how they raise their children. Sometimes we have to. You know, and that's something that I'm learning. I learn. And we're raising our kids. And as my kids are growing up, and one soon to be married, you know, that's guy's going to have to be flexible. That's all there is to it, right? We have those times in our life. Number six, we have to be respected. We have to be respected. A father must be respected. Romans 14, 17 and 18 says, "For the kingdom of God is of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men." Amen?
Amen.
Our lives should be such that we are respected by God, and our lives should be such that we are respected by our family, and our lives should be such as we are respected by our community as well. That doesn't just go for the pastor. You know, we are, each and every one of you here this morning, as members or just, you know, believers, we love you all that come to this church. If you're a part of this church, then the community should respect your part in this church. You represent who this church is. Our conduct in our daily affairs, work, and business, we should be respected. Our conduct inside the confines of our homes, and our conduct when we believe no one else sees or hears us in our private lives. But God does, right? God should respect you and who you are. Our name should carry a quality of respect about it. And not that everyone will necessarily love you, because they won't. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, Jesus Himself said, "People will hate you because of me." There's people in this world that doesn't like Jesus and doesn't accept Jesus, and they won't accept you and who you are and what you believe. You know, duct tape is probably one of the most well-rounded adhesive tapes on the market. It can literally do everything, almost, right? It can hold almost everything together, especially that Gorilla tape. That's some good stuff. And then they got the T-Rex tape, and that's some really, really good stuff. But don't ever wrap it around your arms or around your legs and leave it for a time. Just ask Jacob. And I won't go any further. You just have to ask him. He will speak to you if you do talk to him. I know he's quiet. You know, but duct tape, if it's left out in the rain for a little bit of time, it loses its adhesive qualities. Or if you leave it out in the sun and it sticks to itself, it just ruins it, doesn't it? In other words, that strength that it had, that multi-use tape, becomes useless when it's exposed to the wrong elements. And you know what I'm going to say next, don't you? If we as fathers become exposed to negative, unhealthy, and unwholesome elements, we too will lose our quality, our of all what I was just saying. How's that? Before you know it, we'll not be that strong anchor, that tape that holds and bonds everything together with strength and integrity, that holds the family together. We won't be able to do it any longer. And God forbid that that should happen to any of us. Amen?
Amen.
Any of us here this morning, God forbid that that happened to any of us. That's why I said it takes work. I have to work on things every day. And what I say this morning, I share it with you. My heart to your heart. Personally. Because I know I've got a lot of things to work on. And I'm doing my best to work on those things. not as, I don't speak to you as one that has it all together. I do my best. This journey that we go through here in life as a father, it never ends, does it? It never ends. Not until the day we leave this earth. We're always a father. I don't believe that we've inherited the families that we have by accident. Rather, it's by God's plan and God's design. I believe that we as fathers are to do everything in our power to be God's representatives and a positive role model and influence in the lives of our children. For some, that's just a little more difficult than others. You know, and I'm fully aware of all the problems that we have here. The separations, the divorce, the custody issues, and so on. Unfortunately, that's the reality of this world that we live in and we have to contend with these days. Because I know how hard it is, and it must be. I know how hard it is for me as a father, and I know that it has to be just that much harder for somebody who is dealing with these issues. Remember this, God loves you. God loves you. So no matter what position you're in today, just ask for God's help. Just ask for God's help, and He will be right there with you to help you and show you and guide you. Just like I spoke earlier this morning about the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, I leave you. I leave you somebody to help you. I'm leaving this guy. I'm leaving the Holy Spirit here to comfort you in times that you're going to struggle with. And I'm leaving here to give you strength and power during those times you're going to need it too. We only get one opportunity to be a father. So my challenge to you this morning is no matter how long you've been a father, no matter what mistakes you've made in the past, that today, from today on, for the rest of your life, that you're here on this earth, you'll be the best father that you can be. Amen?
Amen.
That's my challenge. Be better tomorrow than you was today. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for all these fathers that are here today, Lord. I just ask for your Holy Spirit to be involved in their lives, Lord. Help them, guide them, direct them. But Lord, as a father myself, Lord, I open up myself to you for correction. Lord, show me, reveal to me those things that need to be changed. Lord, and change me. Lord, change me to who you want me to be, not just who I want to be. Lord, I pray this for all fathers here this morning. Lord, go with us as we leave and as we celebrate. Let us always remember our great, good Father in heaven. Lord, because you are the good Father. And we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.